Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding a Trumas Daf Dalet in Noiz Vador edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting at the top of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says a Shaita is not able to do Truma. Says the Gemara, Simoni Shaita. What is a Simoni of an incompetent person? Someone is a Shaita. Hayoitze Belayla, someone who goes out of the house in the middle of the night for no purpose. Ve'alam Rebeis HaKvoris, one who sleeps in the cemetery. Hamekareitz Ksusoi, someone who tears his clothing. Ve'ameabed Mashin Noisim Lo, someone who loses everything you give him. Omer Avuna Ve'ushiye Kulim Boy. We talk about that all the simonim are in the same person. Because if he has only one of them, it could be there's a reason why he's doing it, even though we don't know the reason. To like it, if you don't say that, Ani Oimer, I'll explain to you what's the reason for each one. Hayoitze Belayla is leaving out in the middle of the night. Kanichukus. Kanichukus means he needs a little bit of fresh air. He needs to go out to calm his mind. Halam Rebeis Kvoris, someone who sleeps in the cemetery. Maktil L'Shedim, he may be needing the Ruach Tumo, and he's doing some kind of a sorcery act in order to get the Ruach Tumo, and that's why he's there. It's not a Raya that he's a Shaitan. From the Karet, someone who tears his clothing. Kulikus, where the Gersa of Reb Chaim is Solikus. I mean, he's not so focused, he's not so on top of what happens to his clothing, that's where his clothing gets torn. Maybe in today's day and age, we'll call it an ilui. Someone who loses what you give him, his kodaikus. So the Reb Chaim explains, the Baal Machshavas, he has different thoughts in his mind, and he's not very focused on what he has, and that's why he loses what people give him. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu achas mehem, even one of them is enough to determine that he's a shoyt. Omar Abon mistabe madome Rabbi Yochanan, makes sense Rabbi Yochanan said that one is enough, afilu achas mehem, that even one is enough, bilvada me'abed mashereisa, referring specifically to someone who loses what people give him. Afilu shoyte shebe shoyte, even the most biggest shoyte possible, ein me'abed mashereisa, he doesn't lose what he has. So the fact that someone loses what he has, that's a good indication he's a shoyte. And even if that's the only simon that he has. According to Reb Chaim, we take out the next word, and then we'll go straight to Kordaikus Ein Bo Achas Mikol Eilu. The sickness called Kordaikus, which is mentioned in Sechas Gittin, in the 7th parak, that's now one of the things we mentioned over here. Mao Kordaikus, what is Kordaikus? Omav Yaisi, Hamim or Hamum. Meaning he's a little confused. There's no simonim of a shaita, but he's a little bit confused. Hasta Udu Kamei Av Yaisi Bechatar Soi Deav Yovin Le Simuk Goy Okum. We have the weaver that weaves and prepares clothing, and he gave him one thread of red while he was weaving black. And without paying too much attention, he weaved the red thread within the black threads, really ruining the clothing. So that's the lush of the Gemara. Yovin le simuk, they gave him red goy akum within the black, v'hu lai, and he continues to weave. Akum goy simuk, they gave him black within red, v'hu lai, he continues to weave. Omar, so he said, Do'i Kordaikus Sheru Chachom. That's a Kordaikus. He's someone a little confused. He's not really focused on what he's doing. And that is considered to be a Kordaikus. Kudinus the Gemara says, Pa'amim Shaite, Pa'amim Cholom. If a person is, he has periods of times where he's a Shaite, but then periods of time that he's completely sane. We're skipping the next few words based on the Gersa of Reb Chaim. B'shashu Shaite, Arioka Shaite Chol Dvarav. So he said, we go based on the time. If at this time he's a shaita, so he can do anything, he has no das. But if at the moment right now he's okay, so even though there are times where he becomes a shaita again, right now you could go and rely on his das. Says Gemara, also over the Kamish Shmuel, Omar kaducholim yiten get. So says Gemara, and that's what happened. It came in front of Shmuel Amaisa, and he said, this guy who's sometimes shaita, sometimes cholim, when he's healthy, when the time when he has a good mind, then he can write a get. Let's wait for that time, and then he can write a get. Says the Gemara, L'chur v'shmuel kev shir min lakish. The Mishlukish Omar le'keshe ishtafe. Meaning, the Gemara says, Shmuel l'chur goes the same shita of shir min lakish. What's the shita of shir min lakish? The Gemara there in Gittin says, that if someone said, write a get to my wife, and then he had a kordaikus, and this kordaikus is the sickness where he's not really focused, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kordaikus is not a shaita. So if he gave orders to write the get before his Kordaikus, you can write the get when he does have Kordaikus. It's considered to be that right now he's sleeping, he can continue writing the get. But Rishlakish says, no. When he has Kordaikus, you cannot write the get. He's considered to be a shaita. But when the Kordaikus will leave him, even when he has a moment of clarity and the Kordaikus leaves him, even though the Kordaikus may come back, then you can write the get at that time. Meaning, even though he's right now kodakus ashaite, but in the times that he's healed, you can write the get. Sattachu, exactly like Shmuel, that says, a person who's sometimes shaite, and sometimes he's not shaite, you can give the get when he's not a shaite. Exactly like when Shlokas treats by kodakus. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, no. Ruba de Shmuel min nevshir melokish. Shmuel says much more than Rish Lakish. Why? The Hu Amar, Shmuel said, kaduchali mita get. When he's cholim, he can write the get, he can give orders to write the get. Rish Lakish said, if a prisoner was completely healthy, he gave orders to write a get. Then he got kodaikos. So you have to wait to write the get until he has a moment of clarity. And then you can write the get. But he's not giving the orders at that time. Rish Lakish never said that a person, when he's a little bit sick and a little bit healthy, he has times that he's sick, and sometimes that he's healthy, that he can give orders when he's healthy to write a get. That's a bigger chiddush. All Rish Lakish says, that he gave the orders before he started to be sick. Then you could follow the orders in the moments of clarity. But to give orders in the moments of clarity, that we didn't hear by Rish Lakish, that's the chiddush of Shmuel. Sometimes he has moments of clarity, moments that he's not clear, he could give orders to write the get. And the one concludes this part of the sugya and says, how do we know the cholim is a lotion of healthy? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vatachlimeni ve'achyeni." Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed me and brought me life from my sickness. So you see that healing is a lotion of cholim. Continues the Gemara, where brings the Mishnah, "Ve'akoton that akota cannot do tshuma." Says the Gemara, "Man the tani koton." Who's the one who says that akota cannot do tshuma? The little kibbutz, that's not like a kibbutz. The tani koton shenicho avi b'miksho. A koton, the father was with him in a field of pumpkins. Via toyrim, and the son is doing trumo. V'oviv moicher al yodov, and the father is selling the fruits after the son did the trumo. Trumo soy trumo. So you see that a koton can do trumo. Says the Gemara, using here the gear of Chaim, onulai loy hu shetoyim ela oviv hu shimin al yodov. So the Gemara, no, there is very different. He's not considered to be the one doing the trumo. The one who's doing the trumo is the father. Meaning, he's doing the actual mitzvah of separating the fruits. But then the father comes and says, okay, you know, this is good. So the father is the one who's considered to be doing the truma, not the son. So it could be that a young child cannot do truma on his own, but if the father's there afterwards and approves what he did, the father's considered to be the one doing the truma. So now the Gemara says, now that we explain that when the father comes, so then he can make truma on what the son did, ba'avi v'imen al yodeh, when the father comes and approves what the son did, lemafer nasas truma oy mikam v'labo, is it become truma retroactively from the time the son did it, or only going here forward? Meaning, once the father came, now it became truma. Says, "Go, Amar Shimi Nishmeinu Min Adol." We will learn from the following: Harei Sheba Balabayis or Mitzao Oimid Betoch Shloim. So somebody went to the field of his friend, and he's doing truma for his friend. The Gemara, when Gemara brings it in the Bible, he speaks about a oris, a sharecropper. So he's coming and doing truma for the owner, and the Balabayis comes and sees him doing the truma. He says, why don't you go take from the nicer fruits that are there? So if there are better fruits, so the Balabais is sincere. He tells him, oh, it's so nice, you did my truma. So I'm surprised, why you took the lower grade fruits, shifting the better grades, we have better fruits over there, you could have used that for truma. But he's basically saying, I'm happy that you did truma on my behalf. But if you do not find any better fruits, so the Baal Habayis is not sincere. He's cynical. He's saying, oh, really? You gave truma? You couldn't find better fruit to do truma? You took the best fruits I have in the field? Basically, he's saying, I'm not very happy that you did the truma. Continues the Gemara with this quote in the Hamud Aleph. If the Baal Habayis actually picks up the fruits and helps and assists the person who did the truma, and he's adding on to the fruits the person did, in both cases, it's not a gezel. He did a good job of doing truma. It means he's showing that he's happy with the fact he did the truma, even though maybe he's a little cynical, telling him why he didn't do better fruits. But at the end of the day, he's approving the truma that this person did. So says the Gemara, Yislach Meimar Lemafreya Nases Truma. In this case, when the Baal Habayis came and showed his approval, do you want to tell me retroactively it becomes truma? The Gemara says that doesn't make sense. When the person did the truma, he had no idea of the Baal Habayis approves it. So when did the Baal Habayis show his consent that he's approving this truma? Only once he came. So it's not going to be truma lemafreya. It won't be truma retroactively. It will be only mikam v'labo, only going forward. As the Gemara says, loy mikam v'labo. V'ufhako mikam v'labo and asas truma. So the Gemara, the same thing with a father and a son. So even though by the son, the father did agree that the sot should do the truma. But if we hold that a katar cannot do truma, and the only reason the truma is a truma is because the father basically approved it and solidified it. So that's only once the father did it, that's when it becomes truma. Similar to what we find regarding the Baal HaBayis that agrees to what the worker did for him. Now once that approval, that consent comes about, so then it becomes truma going forward, but not retroactively. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Dalet.